Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Denise Owen, and when I looked at my checking account today, I have got like a $59 charge, and the bank gave me this phone number to call. I have no idea what this is and why I'm being charged.
Alrighty. May I start out by getting your zip code, please, ma'am?
37033.
And I do thank you for that. And your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Denise Owen, O-W-E-N.
Alrighty. And Ms. Owen, for security purposes, do you mind verifying your address?
Why do you need all that information? I have no idea who you are.
Ma'am, the only way I can open up and look and see what you're being billed for, I do need to have verified that you are the correct person.
Okay, you need to tell me what this stuff is.
The only way I can find out what you're being billed for is to verify your address, because I can't open anything without verifying your address.
Okay, so what kind of company do you work for?
And ma'am, this is a third-party call center, and we do assist multiple companies and over 100 different products.
So y'all just take people's information just out of the blue, right?
No, ma'am. Usually they have already made an account of some sort, and we assist companies with their customers.
Do y'all sell my information?
No, ma'am.
Because I'm pretty pissed about this charge on my account right now that I don't want y'all having my information, but I want that gone.
Well, ma'am, the only way I can find out what you're being billed for is I have to verify that you are the person that I'm going to release any information to.
280 Huddleston Road, Centerville, Tennessee.
And I do thank you for that. And I do see that you were actually enrolled into a contest to actually win a, this was a contest to actually win a mixer. And what it did, it automatically enrolled you into a meal planning app. But it seems like you recently called in. Okay. Yes, ma'am. You actually enrolled in this contest just recently, and it enrolled you into one of our meal planning apps, which is called the Bite Hubs. And this little meal planning app actually leads you to how to plan meals, to eat better and live better.
Okay, don't want that. You look, okay. I don't know what this mixer thing is.
Did you ever remember doing a survey?
Look, I drive a truck. I live in a freaking truck. I don't need no mixer, and I don't need no meal plan.
Okay, now if you're saying this is a fraudulent charge, then I can transfer you to the fraud department so they can better
Please
assist.
Please do, so we can get this off there.
Okay, do you ever remember any, could anyone have ever done this that have been around
you? Not that
you?
I know of. I'm right here in the truck by myself, 24/7, 365 days a year, lady.
Okay. Well, it was actually a contest entry, and you knew whoever did it. They only paid maybe $1, $2 to actually enter into the sweepstakes. But since you're saying you have no knowledge of it, let me get you transferred to our fraud department so they can better assist you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're more than welcome. Give me 1 second, please. Alrighty, ma'am. I was successfully able to get in contact with our fraud department. You may be placed on a brief hold, and then someone will be happy to assist you with this account. I do thank you for calling customer service, and you do have a great day as well, okay?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.